Sitt efter mig. Started at Turaway, Northwest London, Sunday, Base Holomoid, Yud Ches Nissen, 5th of April, Rabbi Shimon Gurevitz, Shlita, Kriyas Yamsuf. This week's Torah has been sponsored by Nishmas Ramotcha Tzvi Alta Ben Ramosha Levi's Kron Rocha, and the Nishmas, our esteemed founder, Rabbi Yosef Dov Ben Shim Michal Tzvi Itzkovitz Zichronori Brocha.
Approximately 5 years ago, I elaborated on Max Bocheiris, basing myself on Tfilas Ezer Saviseinu. Now, Cholomoyed, I'd like to elaborate somewhat about Kriyas Yamsuf, also basing myself on Tfilas Ezer Saviseinu. We say every day in Ezras, V'yamsu bakato, v'zeidim tibato, v'yididim avalto, v'yichasu mayim tzoreihem. Now, first of all, Zeidim Tibato Veichasu Mayim Tzoreihem seems to be repetitive. It's exactly the same thing. Zeidim Tibato, because the evildoers were drowned, Veichasu Mayim Tzoreihem. What is the double expression? The order also needs explanation. Since Zeidim Tibato Veichasu Mayim Tzoreihem is discussing the killing, the destruction, the drowning of the Mitzrayim, it should say, V'yididim Avalto V'zeidim Tibato Veichasu Mayim Tzoreihem. Or v'zeidim tibata v'chasim ein tzoreim v'yididim avalto. Why is v'zeidim tibata v'chasim ein tzoreim separated with the words v'yididim avalto? I'd like to say a few different ways of explaining these words of tefillah based on Rishonim, and I'll start off with the Sefer Moshe Rishonim Ala Torah. It's a collection of Rishonim Ala Torah, which was brought out about 65 years ago, 70 years ago. Moshe came Ala Torah in Parshas B'Shalach Peik Yudal Posuk Kafe. He actually asks the question, Koshli Meshono Imrim Bemis V'yatziv, Yamsu Bakato, Zeidim Tibato, V'yididim Avalto, Lama Hifzik V'yididim, Bein Zeidim Tibato, Ubein V'yichasu. Why is the split over here? He says as follows. He says, V'zeidim tibato is not referring to the Mitzrayim being drowned in water. Zeidim tibato means that they got stuck in the mud. He says that the Mitzrayim were closing in on the Eden. In order to prevent the Mitzrayim catching up the Eden before they came out the other side, the Ribbono Shel'Olam made the ground underneath the Mitzrayim's feet muddy. I mean, in fact, it was a nest that Klal Yisrael were walking on dry land. Made it muddy. So Zeidim Tibato, they got stuck in the mud. Then the Yedidim Avalto, then the Eden went through. And then Vayichasu Mayim Tzoreihem, this is the way the Moshe Zken Mala Torah learns Pshat. Some Kansachin Tzor Rashi. Rashi says in the Shira, Tubu B'Yamsuf, Rashi says, Tubu B'Yamsuf, Zeidim Tibato, Tubu B'Yamsuf, says Rashi, Ein Tviya Ela B'Mokoyim Tit. So Rashi actually explains the words tubu b'yamsuf, meaning being stuck in mud, which would fit very nicely with tubu b'yamsuf v'zeidim tibato, the same loshon. I'd like to ask, we've discussed Ezer Saviseinu, we've seen a teretz on Tfilas Ezer Saviseinu. Let's look at Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv, we say Tfilas Emes V'emunah. There we also make reference to Kriyas Yamsuf, it's all part of mitzvahs, Schiras Yitzis Mitzrayim. There was an expression there that disturbed me somewhat. Esrei Tfeyem, Veseneyem, Bisfei Mois Tiba. Who were the Reitfeyem? And who were the, well, obviously the Reitfeyem were the Mitzrayim. But what's Reitfeyem and what's Seineyem? There again we have a double expression. Who are Reitfeyem and who are Seineyem? I'd like to share with you, the Pshat of the Mishnah's Cain doesn't explain that. I'd like to share with you, Vashtetach in Siddur HaRekeach. Fascinating Siddur HaRekeach. It's brought down, actually saw it brought down in Ayelus HaShacha. Baron Leib Shteyman's got a Sefer Ala Torah. Pash B'Shalach, he brings down the Siddur Rekeach. Siddur Rekeach, there again, discusses Tfilas Ezras. He's also bothered about V'zeinu Tibato, V'yididim Avalto, V'chasim Ma'en Tzoreihem. What exactly is it in reference to? He says as follows. He says that when the Yamsuf split, there was a tsunami-like effect. It didn't just split and the water all stayed there. It split and the water went for miles and miles. He said the water actually went all the way down to Mitzrayim. And the water in Mitzrayim drowned wherever the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to drown. So what happened immediately, B'shas B'kiyas HaYam, is that the Yam traveled all the way down to Mitzrayim and annihilated, killed numerous people in Mitzrayim. Not all of them, we're still left with the Issa to marry a Mitzrayim, but whoever the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted targeted was killed, B'shas Kriyas Yamsuf. So that's B'shat. Zeidim Tiba'ata is not referring to the Mitzrayim that were chasing after the Yidden, he says. Zeidim Tiba'ata is referring to the Yidden that were killed in Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim in Mitzrayim. Yeah, the Mitzrayim that were killed in Mitzrayim. Zeidim Tiba'ata. Sorry, I said the Yidden, sorry. The Mitzrayim, sorry. Refers to the Mitzrayim that were killed in Mitzrayim. Zeidim Tiba'ata. But he did him have out. And then, once the Yidden were through, Vayichasimayim Sereim, the water came crashing back. Vayichasimayim Sereim Echemem Leinoisa. In Sidur Keach. We could perhaps with that explain what's taken to fill us Maidif. Esroit Feyem, Besseneyem, Beshoimois Tiba. Roit Feyem is referring to the ones who were chasing them. They were the ones actually there. And Seineyem is the Soinim in Mitzrayim that were killed. It's true, it's a bit back to front because the Seineyem were killed before Roit Feyem, but there were two groups of people that were killed. This could help us. With Tfilas Alevis. Well, no, he said it happened first. He said that Seidim Tiba'ata before Yedidim Evata. Bemis, it could be Pshat in Arashi, Arashi ala Torah. Rashi says as follows. It says, Ki Hashem nilchum lahem b'mitzrayim. So Rashi's troubled. What's b'mitzrayim? So the first Pshat of Rashi is b'mitzrayim. Dova acher, b'mitzrayim, b'teretz mitzrayim. Shekeshem she'eloikin as alayom, kach loikin moisom she'nishanu b'mitzrayim. That could be pshat. At the water, this tsunami-like situation that killed them in Mitzrayim as well. I was wondering, but Emerson, this could help us. This could help us also to explain in Mois Tzur, this troubled me for many years. In Mois Tzur, there's a paragraph which is dedicated to the Nesiv Yitzis Mitzrayim. And we say, Chel Paroi, V'chol Zaroi, Yodu Ke'evim Bimsula. Now this V'chol Zaroi has always disturbed me. I mean, it's Paroi's kids, and his Eneklech, his Uri Eneklech, and whoever he had, right? Sons and daughters. He can't have schlepped them all with him, chasing after Klal Yisrael through the Midbar. He wasn't going to take the children and the babies in the cradle. Well, how do we end up with V'chol Zara Yolda Kevin Bimtsula? According to the Sidur Keach, it's moving. The water went flying down to Mitzrayim and killed all those that the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to kill. And amongst them, I don't know what the Makor is, but amongst them was V'chol Zara. Which is B'ashtikal HaPshat in Moesu. Otherwise, I don't understand what's Pshat B'chel Par V'chol Zara Yolda Kevin Bimtsula. As they learned the Sidur HaKeach. I'd like to share with you perhaps another possible pshat in Ezra Avicenu before moving on to a Gaon. An interesting Rashi in Sefer Yeshua. Sefer Yeshua, at the end of Yeshua, Perek Kaftalot, Yeshua is speaking to Klal Yisrael. He's going through the ganze history of Klal Yisrael as he speaks to them before he dies. And he says as follows. He comes to Kriyas Yamsuf. Vayitzaku al Hashem, vayosem ma'afil b'neichem uvein ha-mitzrim, vayovei olov es hayom vayichasei. So Rashi is very troubled. Vayovei olov es hayam. It should say vayovei aleyem es hayam, not olov. You're not speaking about an individual over here. You're speaking about a huge crowd of people. Says Rashi as follows. Vayovei olov es hayam, al kol yochid v'yochid shebehem. He says, what happens was is as follows. There were Yechidim that were Bireach Shloilikonis Bayam. There were a few sensible ones amongst them that instead of going chasing after Klal Yisrael into the Yamsuf, they realized that this could be serious trouble. And a few Yechidim went, each one in his own direction, went running away. Gal Shel Yom Reid of Acharov Bekulte. Tons of water went out and picked off the individuals that didn't go chasing after them in the Yamsuf. As I stated in Yeshua. That's Pshat, Vayove Olov, Es Hayom Vayichasei. So perhaps we can also explain Ezra's Al Pirashi. V'zeidim Tibato is speaking about the destruction of those that chased after Klal Yisrael into the Yam. It could be that they were taka drowned before Klal Yisrael came out the other end, in order to prevent them catching up with Klal Yisrael. It could be that the water further back closed, even though the Yidden were still walking in the B'teichayom by Ebosha. V'yidinim Evalto. And then tongues of water came out and picked off the various individuals as they state Vayove Olov Eshayom. Und das doch der Pshat in Vayichasu Mayim Sorayim Echo Mehem Loi Noisa Vayichasu Mayim Sorayim Das ist der Losh Vayichaseyu Vayichasu Mayim Sorayim Ich habe Posse Gintil Makri Vayichasu Mayim Sorayim Echo Mehem Loi Noisa. There wasn't a single individual that got away with it. So that could be Pshat Zeyim Tibato, the Mitzrayim that chased after them. You did him have out, that's Klal Yisrael. Vayichas Mayim Sorayim Echo Mehem Loi Noisa. That's referring to the individuals that were then picked off by tongues of water that went and took each individual. Yeah.
The first pshat in Rashi, Mitzrayim is referring to the nation. The second pshat is Mitzrayim. First pshat is Ulof, so the Mitzrayim is referred to as a singular. The nation.
The nation.
Ulof.
So you want to say that's pshat in Olof? Okay. Rashi Lantnish does it,
yeah.
No, I'm saying Rashi in Yeshua. He's talking about Rashi in Yeshua. Das kann nicht sein Pshat.
Das ist der second Pshat of Rasha in
Altos. Das stimmt, ja. Das wird gestimmt euch mit für das Meidet. Esroit Feyen, Vesey Nehm, Vesey Mestiba. Now it's in order, Esroit Feyen. Those that chased after Klal Yisrael, they were Vesey Mestiba. Vesey Nehm, they weren't Rit Feyen. They'd stopped chasing after Klal Yisrael, they ran off. But they were Seneyem. Their intent originally was to go and capture, go and recapture the Eden. Esrid Fem, Besenem, Besem is Tiba. The Rid Fem were the ones that ran after them into the Yam. And Seneim are the ones that ran away. And nevertheless, there were tongues of water that captured and drowned each individual. Back to Shteltsua Gorn, an interesting Gorn that could give us another way of understanding Pshat in Ezra Savisein. It's an interesting Gorn. So Gorn Naderes Elyon Yeshaya. In Peder Ches Posuk Kaf Gimel, the Posuk says over there as follows: Dora Chayom Ova Hayalde. So the Gaon's disturbed at the Chilek Loshen. Dora Chayom Ova Hayalde. Both instances, the water split. Yalden, we speak about Havora, and when we speak about the Yams, we speak about Dricha. What's the difference between the two? So he says as follows. Yaldin, Kol Yisrael even becharova bekriyas haYaldin. He says when the Yaldin split, it split right down to the base, right down to the ground, and they walked along the bed of the river. The water split all the way down to the river bed, and they walked along the bed of the river. He says, but when it came to the Yamsuf, the Ribbon Shem didn't do it that way. He says, had it gone all the way down to the seabed, he says, Shurei haYam omoik omoik. It's very, very deep, and Klal Yisrael would have had a tremendously steep and deep walk in order to pass through the Yam Suf. He says, had the water congealed, and they would have walked on top of the water, also would have been problematic. He says, the water goes like this in a curve from one Yabosha to the next, and it would have been an uphill struggle. He says, what did the Ribbon Shem do? He split the water at Mokim Shamayim Shovim Ma'oretz in order they could walk straight from one side to the other. In other words, the water split down to ground level. The Goza Usam Migzorim into a channel for each
shape.
The water that was on ground level, it congealed completely. So he says, pardon? Solidified.
It was slippery.
It's solidified. Don't take kerach to the. Obviously, it was in such a way that they were able to walk on it. So the Gorn tells us very, very interesting. The river, which isn't particularly deep, that was over Ayom, it split down to the riverbed, and they walked across along the riverbed. Came to the Yam, it was Dorach Bayom. They stepped on the sea. Although there was a split, Kriyas Yamsuf, there was a Bekir, but the Bekir was only down to ground level. At that point, the water congealed, and they walked, actually, Dorach Bayom, they actually walked on what was originally the sea. So Ishteto Chingon. He said as follows, we say in that Agoda, Ilu Koralon Es Hayam, the Gon carries on, Ilu Koralon Es Hayam, V'loi Heviranu B'soichich B'charova. Now, what's the point of a Kriya if you can't go through? So the Rashbam already explains Ilu Koralon Es Hayam, he would spit it, but he wouldn't have made the bottom dry. We would have had to wade through a small amount of water or mud. That's how the Rashbam learns. The Gaon learns as follows. If you would have split the sea all the way down to ground level, he wouldn't have congealed parts of the water. That itself would have been enough, even though it would have necessitated us going all the way down. Lachs Kamakama says the Gaon that, let's read the words. Lachs Kamakama, Shekoralon es Hayam. He split the water, therefore we didn't have to go uphill. And he congealed the water up to ground level and we didn't need to go down. Then Alachas kam v'kamo, Sigvena Gvaltke, Nes, as they let the go.
It fits in with Onan, because Onan was always... That
would fit the very natural Onan, that would take them straight across. I saw in Agoda Shel Pesach Masifta, in the Mefoshim there on Dayenu, this is the Ravon. So Rishon, the Ravon says, Becharova, Tos says, Kofu hatohemes, Dayenu shamayim niskashu. So he says, Becharova, doesn't mean like the Rashbam learns that the ground level was not muddy. It means shamayim niskashu, that the ground, the water actually became hard. K'dei sheyuchdu leilich aleihem, in order that the Yidden could walk on the water, and he explains, K'dei sheyitzaruchu, Leireid lo oime kayam, ki oime kayam omuku mo'oid. So he states in Ravon. Ravon states showing that the water congealed in order to facilitate that they don't need to go all the way down to the depths of the sea bed. So it means over here the water dry became congealed. It became, instead of being wet, it was dry. Yeah.
That's
oh, we're going to come to that in a minute. Kofu Sohimus, we'll come to that in a minute. The Fusha Medrash we'll see in a minute. The Gaon, if you have a look inside, the Zen in brackets brought down from his Enikel of the Gaon, he adds as follows. It says in Parsha Pashalach, Vayosem es hayom lechorova, Vayiboku hamayim. What are the two things, lechorova vayiboku hamayim? And really, you would expect Bekias hamayim to come before. First, you split it, and then you dry out the ground. Says the Enikel of the Gaon Pshat as follows: Ayosam asayom lecharova, the water itself congealed up to ground level, and then from there upwards, vayiboku hamayim. Then there was a split. This is the way the Enikel of the Gaon wants to learn a piagro. The MS is that the chiddush of the Gaon I found the furish in Moshe's Kedem al Atoya, furish rishon in posuk. He asks the kasha as follows. The Loshna Posuk is Vayiboku Amayim. Vayiboku means split. Vomokam Acheshtei Kofu. Kofu means congealed. So he asks the Stira, was it split or was it congealed? Vyesh Loima. Dayom Hoya Korosh. The water congealed. But if the whole water had congealed, Hoya Sol Tzrichin Lal Isad Rakia, it would have been an uphill struggle. Had it split right down to the depths of the seabed, we'll see where it gets that from in a minute. It split a third down, because that is a third is the amount that the water actually, that's the elevation of the water. And he uses the stira between Bekia and Kofu in order to explain this. Mefurshe Medrash in Parshas Nosei. The Medrash says as follows: Kofu sahaymais belev yom. What's that? Kofu sahaymais belev yom. Lev yom. He says the heart is 2/3 of the way up the body of a person. Says the Medrash: Kofu sahaymais belev yom. That the water congealed until 2/3 of its depth. As they state the Mefurish in Medrash. We say it in, well, those that say Piyutim. If you have a look at the Python in Yom Achron Shel Pesach, there we Masada before Kedusha Al Piseda Oz Yoshe. We go through and on each verse in Oz Yoshe we have Piyut, and on Baruch HaPecho it's written as follows: Panu Kan V'Kan Shlish Rumemus. On each side, I mean the Moshe Sked brings it down. It's not my bikkis. Can't promise you that I'll be saying it. Panukan Vakan Shalish Rum Memus. In other words, a third was on each side, separated a third down. So anisorim lemidras pa'omis. Then the what below was spread out in order, lemidras pa'omis, in order for the footsteps to step upon it. That's pshat, that it split down a third, and the rest of it congealed in order for them to walk across. The Enikel of the Gaon carries on. And he explains as follows. The Psukim in the Shira, we say Tubu B'Yamsuf, and then we say Tehoimois Yechasyumu. He says, what's Tubu B'Yamsuf and Tehoimois Yechasyumu? So I'll tell you what happened. He says, we've already said the water congealed up to 2/3, and then the top third was split, and they had walls on each side. He says, Tubu B'Yamsuf, the first thing that happened when the Mitzrayim were walking along the Yamsuf, to catch up the Yidden. The first thing that happened is Tuba B'Yamsuf. The water decongealed. In other words, it turned back into regular water and they sank. They were left treading water. Then what happened next? Tahoimus Yechasyumu, the walls then came crashing upon them. So there were two chalukim in the destruction of the Mitzrayim. First, there was the Tuba B'Yamsuf. The water below them that had congealed was turned into regular water and they were left floundering, swimming, those that could swim. And then, the waters came crashing upon them. Perhaps you can explain, there's a pasuk which actually the Tziv tries to explain. The pasuk says as follows: Vayem Hashem el Moshe, teis yod chal hayom. And what's it say? Then it says the next possible. So in Siv already shtelts, what's going on over here? It already says, so how can the next possible say? It's already happened. According to the Gaon, and we've already bought some precious kings, there's a good. Is when the water that had congealed turned into regular water. Then the Yeshuva Amayim Veichasus, when the walls of water came crashing down on them. So now that we've explained there were two chalokim in the water returning back to its original state. First, the water that had congealed turned into regular water, and then the walls of water came crashing down. Perhaps we can explain Ezra Saviseinu. The first thing was Zeidim Tibato. That's the Tubu B'Yamsuf. In order to prevent them catching the Yidden, as we already brought from the Moshe Skenim, Zedim Tibata, the water under their feet didn't congeal. It stopped. It wasn't anymore in its congealed state. It turned into regular water and they sank. That's Zedim Tibata. So they were left floundering. They couldn't catch up the Yidden anymore. Yidden have altar. And then by then the walls of water came crashing down upon them. According to the Gaon, there were two chalokim in Kriyas Yamsuf and two chalokim in the destruction of the Mitzrayim. I think Ezra says, "Hey, good." V'zeim tibato v'dinim evato v'yichasim ayim tzareim. As they came not planning on uptaiching the tefillah from Ezra, I'll be saying it. Kasher homer rotz akun shporch lazak so lefi chibur and toyer. Shema, atinu yichopes the man tzikoy and gilti no yadil.